Wednesday, 2021. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and it's an honor to sit behind this microphone here with you each and every Sunday. This program, Sunday Worship, well, we focus on Jesus. Yeah, we have scripture, we have songs, devotions, encouragement, and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and hopefully by the end, you would have been edified and encouraged, and your heart and mine had been prepared on Jesus. That's my heart for this program today and every Sunday. All right, hey, for Sunday worship today, you're going to hear lots of songs about love, God's love for us and our love for Him, because it is Valentine's Day 2021, and half price Valentine's candy tomorrow, by the way. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, let's start things off with Chris Tomlin. Jesus Loves Me, right here on Sunday Worship.
In chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame. When He came for me, I couldn't run from His presence. I couldn't run from His.
Don't you forget that today. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. That's Chris Tomlin and Jesus Loves Me. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And, you know, salvation is a movement from being God's enemies to being His friends. From a state of war to a state of peace. God loved us. I want you to get this today, friend. God loved us, even while we were still His enemies. And it is through that love, shown especially in the gift of His Son, Jesus, that we can now be reconciled to Him. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Oh, that's right. We've come to focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Happy Valentine's Day weekend to you. It's Joey Kroll. In fact, got some great tricks up my sleeve, so to speak, for my wife, Aubrey, and in fact, this whole weekend. And I hope you're having yourself a wonderful day today. And Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know, the Tybee Lighthouse near Savannah, Georgia, has seen many storms. Hurricane-forced winds have threatened its existence. Gale-driven rains have tried to knock down its walls, and yet it still survives. Even when floodwaters cover the roadway that leads to the island on which it stands, the lighthouse remains a beacon of hope. And friend, more than once, King David found himself in a hopeless situation. He would have given up were it not for his hope in the Lord. Instead of becoming angry and bitter, he chose to cling to the goodness of God, even in the wildest of circumstances. You know, friend, the storms of life will drive you to the light of God's love and care, or they will force you to retreat in sorrow. King David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?"
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffer. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Changing, your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Mercy's well, and hallelujah, your love is amazing right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. And have you noticed today, almost every song, actually every song, has to do about love today? Yeah, I kind of planned that just a little today. It's Valentine's Day. Psalm 31:15 says, my times are in your hand. Here's a neat little story I came across the other day. The first American ever arrested for speeding was Jacob German, a 26-year-old taxi driver from New York City. And on May 20th, 1899, he was hauled off to jail for bolting down Lexington Street in Manhattan at 12 miles an hour in an 8-mile-per-hour zone. Now, what would Jacob German think now? Compared with 1899, the pace of life has advanced big time. We bolt through every hour until the days become a blur and the years fly by like a movie stuck on fast forward. Sometimes, though, Fred, in our rush, I'm going to be honest with you, we grow impatient. Not just impatient, but impatient with the Lord, because he doesn't hurry as we do. Friend, our times are in his hands, and his clocks operate at a different speed. That's just the truth. For a day to him is like 1,000 years and vice versa. Perhaps you want the Lord to answer your prayer now, to resolve your problem now, to provide deliverance now. But when we put God on our timetables, it often leads and brings disappointment. I'm just going to be honest with you. Experience. That's experience talking here. So I encourage you today on the Sunday, learn to wait on the Lord and let Him work at His speed. He has a perfect sense of timing, friend. He really does. He really does. Remember Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hand.
Sitting at your feet is where I wanna be. I'm home when I am here with you. Ruined by your grace, enamored by your gaze, I can't resist the tenderness of you. Deep in love with you, Abba Father. Deep in love with you, Lord. My heart, it beats for you, precious Jesus. Deep in love with you, Lord. Again, there's a deep desire that's burning like a fire to know you as my closest friend. I'm deep in love.
Happy Valentine's Day from Sunday Worship.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong.
Me. Yes, Jesus. just you.